This is A Scarf, written by Solo Monara, read by Mistborn Hero. A Batman podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, as well as original Gotham characters. It is tagged for knitting, fluff, ficlet. Point of view outsider. Emma, what's that? Georgia asked, stopping immediately inside the door to their apartment. This is a scarf, said Emma from the couch. Another one? Emma grumbled, her knitting needles clicked once, uncertainly. Georgia could see a YouTube tutorial open on her phone. You said you were never doing that again. You said it was the devil's craft, Georgia pointed out. Why are you summoning Satan in our own living room again? But in blue this time. An experiment, Emma said. Then she swore as a stitch dropped off one of the needles. Where's the red one then? Georgia asked. She couldn't smell burning yarn in the air. But that was the least of what Emma might have done to her first project. Gave it to the intended motherfucker! The intended Jesus Christ, Emma, you did not! YouTube played an ad for cold medicine. And this one then? Georgia pressed ungamely. Did some other antihero save your life recently? Maybe from the same one you tried to gift a scarf to? Emma released her knitting needles with a clatter. You really think Red Hood would attack me after saving me from those guys last month? I know you're not from the alley, but come on, I was perfectly safe. Scarf delivered, no problem. Georgia put her hands up in mortification. Right, sorry. But that doesn't explain why you're making another one. Like I said, it's an experiment. I'm curious to see where it ends up. Nightwing was not exactly what you would call new to the vigilante game. He had seen just about everything. Every kind of bomb, toxin, trap, trick, magic, and superpower. This neatly wrapped package with a blue bow sitting underneath the bat signal was a new one, though. They did find suspicious things on the bat signal sometimes. That wasn't the weird part. Occasionally, rogues went to try and sabotage or booby-trap it. That was practically normal. No. The weird part was that according to all scans, everything he could see, every test he could think of, every test Batman could think of, this package was perfectly safe. It was addressed to Nightwing. Batman was staring at him. I guess I should open it? Dick hazarded.
Absolutely not, Batman said.
Should I be evacuating the building? Gordon asked, far calmer than anyone who had just uttered those words ought to be. Nope, Dick said, and plucked the parcel up from the ground. Batman might have flinched. Gordon definitely did.
Toxins, Batman growled. Gloves,
Nightwing said, mimicking his tone near perfectly. Bats, Gordon said, exasperated. They took the package back to the cave so that Bruce could run every chemical test known to man on what turned out to be a clumsily knitted blue scarf. Dick waited very patiently and did not say that he recognized those clunky stitches. When B finally released the scarf to his custody, Dick took it upstairs and laid it out next to a rather similar-looking red one.
The one he had been wearing on the coldest patrol nights for about 2 weeks now, ever since he had run into Jason in the middle of a sudden snowstorm, and Jason had, with the kind of caring gruffness only Jason could manage, taken the scarf from his own neck and put it around Dick's, despite knowing full well that Dick's winter suit had thermal coils. He had felt warmer after that, though. Dick had tried to give the scarf back afterward, but Jason had vanished before the snow had even fully let up. Dick had been wearing the scarf since, hoping to catch him and return it, but even when he did track Jason down, Jason expertly changed the subject or found some distraction, and somehow Dick still had his scarf. Well, two could play at that game now. Georgia leaned against the frosted over railing of the fire escape, taking a much-needed break from her job managing her boss's social life. Sorry, business meetings. She wanted a cigarette, but she was trying to quit. Emma hated the smell. She jumped when an entire metal apparatus clanged as a very solid someone dropped their weight into it. She looked up through the slats and up. Red Hood, the Red Hood, seemed to have picked this fire escape for a momentary perch 2 stories above her. She could see the distinctive helmet, of course, and a jacket that probably wasn't enough for this weather and... a pop of blue peeking out from under it? Hey, she called before she could second-guess herself. From the way that expressionless helmet calmly turned down to her, he had been fully aware of her presence. Nice scarf! He was on her landing in that blink of an eye. He was bigger than he had looked a moment ago, but Emma insisted he was safe. Emma was very good at people.
You're not Emma,
came the modulated voice from behind the helmet. I'm her. Tell your girlfriend to take up crocheting. It is easier, Hood said. And then he dove over the side of the goddamn railing. Georgia fumbled her phone out to take a photo as the Red Hood pulled some kind of grappling hook from nowhere and swung away. The photo was terrible, just a red and black blur with a tiny swipe of blue. She sent it to Emma anyway. Experiment result, she texted. He is wearing it. I knew it, Emma wrote back with a string of emojis that went on for 2 lines, mostly rainbow flags, hearts, and flexing arms, but there was definitely an eggplant and a peach in there. Georgia grinned and went back inside, already planning a stop at the craft store on the way home. Emma would need a crochet hook. The end. Thank you for listening.